Welcome to Press Pause. It's the under 10-minute family worship podcast designed to help you. Dads, moms, grandparents, and guardians share big truths about Jesus with your kids. I'm your host, Trey, and I'm here with my friend, Kevin.
What's up?
And Jared.
Hey, Trey.
Whether you are a young parent taking your first steps in discipling your child, or you're a seasoned pro who's already got weekly devotional rhythms in place, this podcast is for you. And we've got good news. It could not be easier to use. Just listen along with your family and be ready to press pause from time to time and talk about this week's big truth with your kids. Before we begin this week, I have a question for you guys. Can you tell me about a time that something you said got you in trouble? I'm looking at you, Jared.
It's gonna be good.
I've got one for sure. In high school, I was part of a Students Against Drunk Driving group, just like a little club after school. And then I got nominated to be on the radio and be interviewed to represent this group of students.
High school famous.
The disc jockey at the radio station, like one of the questions he asked me was, what would you guys as students say to parents that condone underage drinking? Well, the trouble was, I had no idea what the word condone meant.
I hadn't taken your SAT yet.
I was not studying up on my vocab. And so I basically just said, yeah, that's great. We need more parents that condone underage drinking, thinking it meant they were against it or something. And so anyway, interview didn't last very long.
I can imagine. For me, it was back in elementary school. I was younger, not my proudest moment. We had like a guidance counselor who came into class once a week, maybe. I feel like that was a thing. Her name was Miss Bertolite. If she's listening, what's up? She came in and called me up to write something on the board. I don't even remember what it was. And I misspelled it and got really upset because she kind of called me out on the misspelling. I maybe felt like offended or something. And so I just remember acutely like chucking the chalk back down on the tray. Chalk is what you used to write on a chalkboard with, kids. I threw it back down on the tray and kind of stomped off and said, well, you can just write it yourself.
Ooh,
and I just remember being like,
no.
Kind of embarrassed immediately. And I'm sure like I got a note sent home to my parents, which wasn't great either, but that was me. That was me.
You guys have grown so much.
I know. We're new people now. Grace upon grace, right?
Amen.
For sure.
Kevin, tell us about this week's big question and answer.
Yes. This week, we're talking about the third commandment. The big question for today is, why does God tell us you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God? And the answer is, so we will honor and respect God's name and character. Let's say it again. Why does God tell us you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God?
So we will respect God's name, words, and works.
Where do we learn about that in the Bible, Kevin?
We learn about the glory and honor that God's name deserves in Psalm 29, 1 to 2. Verse 2 says, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Press pause, then open your Bibles to Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2, and read that passage with your family.
So, Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2 say this. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The Bible tells us that God's name should be honored because it reflects his character. Jared, can you tell us more about why this is one of God's top 10 commandments?
This is a big commandment, and a lot of kids think this commandment is just about using God's name as a swear word. So they avoid shouting Jesus when they stub their toe or texting OMG to their friends. And that's certainly part of what this command prohibits. So if you're in the habit of letting Christ or oh my God slip off your tongue, then you should pray and ask God to give you self-control so that God might be more honored in your speech. But in the Bible, the third commandment is about more than cussing. God forbids his people from using his name in lots of careless and wicked ways. Here are some examples. In Leviticus 24, a man is punished and killed because he hated God and he cursed God's name.
Wow, that escalated quickly. That's bad.
Tough.
It is. The book of Leviticus also tells people not to swear empty oaths. We find this in Leviticus 19:12 and also in Hosea 10:14. That means you shouldn't make a promise if you don't mean it. So the kid who says, I swear to God, but keeps his fingers crossed, is breaking the third commandment. And the adult who puts their hand on a Bible in court and swears to tell the truth, but then lies anyway, has broken this command too. Another way to break the third commandment is by being a false prophet or a sorcerer.
Like Gandalf, Dumbledore, or Doctor Strange. Like them, right?
Those are sorcerers with hats, wizards in good stories. But the Bible, when it warns us about false prophets and sorcerers, it's warning us about teachers who say they're following God and then make big predictions about the future. When those predictions don't come true, we know that what they've spoken in God's name is false. And in a similar way, if you try to use God's name as a magic word to make your wishes come true, you're also breaking the third commandment. But maybe you're thinking that you haven't broken any of those rules. You're not using Jesus' name as a swear word or God's name as a way to cast spells. So why is this commandment important for you? For one thing, the Bible doesn't merely tell us what not to do with God's name. It also tells us what God wants us to do with his name. Martin Luther once wrote, "We should fear God and love God, and so we should not use his name to curse, swear, practice magic, lie, or deceive, but also in every time of need, call upon him with his name, pray to him in his name, praise his name, and give him thanks." God wants his people to use their mouths to give him praise. He wants us to speak the truth in his name, and he wants us to pray in his name, speaking words that show honor both to God and our neighbors and that reflect his goodness and character. Press pause and talk about these truths with your family. Answer this question together. 1 Peter 4:16 says, "If you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear his name." What does it mean to bear the name of Christ?
Okay, we're back. So, Jared, what does it mean to bear the name of Christ?
Well, we experience good times and bad as Christians, but we can always live with Christ-like character, and that's what Peter's writing about in that passage. The very best way to honor God's name is to live a life that demonstrates the character of a Christian or of a Jesus follower. Because we bear Christ's name, we should live lives that are worthy of it. Let's close our time in prayer by giving God thanks for his wonderful name. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Help us to live lives that honor your great name. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to Press Pause, the under 10-minute family worship podcast. Press Pause is brought to you by Gospel Centered Family. The podcast devotionals were written for and adapted from Faith Builder Catechism, Devotions to Level Up Your Family Discipleship, which is Kevin, Jared, and Trey's book with New Growth Press. You can find it where books are sold. The podcast is produced and edited by Mandy Bailey. Be sure to subscribe to Press Pause in your favorite podcasting app and leave us a rating or review. Also, be sure to follow Gospel Centered Family on X, Facebook, and Instagram, and sign up for our Substack newsletter. Join us again soon for more big truths about Jesus for your whole family.